that.
All right, listener Stuart wrote in to broach the thorny topic of anime. What is anime? Now, as a kid, when I first heard this term, I don't even know if I was a kid. I actually had known about Japanese animation because I had watched like Star Blazers as a kid. But you've seen a lot of anime. How do we pick apart? Is there a simple definition? Is there, if it's animated and it's from Japan, it's anime? Otherwise, it's not. If it's made in America and the style of anime is an anime, where does that all? How do we give the seal of approval to anime?
I thought we talked about this in The Incomparable, but maybe not. But my definition of anime is actually pretty broad too. It has to come from Japan, otherwise you're just doing something in the style of anime.
Okay, you know? So it's like champagne. I feel like we have had this conversation on some level. Champagne, it's from that part of France, otherwise it's not champagne. It's something in the style of champagne.
Exactly. And you can, you know, there's Western animation that is meant to look just like anime and could be indistinguishable. Like, that's the thing about it. Anime, you know, like champagne, it could be 100% indistinguishable, but it has to, it's about where it comes from. And it has to be post-war. And there's probably something, that's World War II. It's probably some cutoff, like where there was Japanese animation just after World War II that wouldn't be considered anime, but surely by the 60s or 70s, or, you know, by Astro Boy or whatever, that anime was well on its way. Now, the question is there animation happening in Japan that is not anime? Probably like sort of art school projects that are just, you know, not for popular consumption. So I think there's got to be some angle on anime that it is, that is meant for popular consumption. That it is not sort of, I don't know. I'm not going to say it has to fit within a certain set of genres, but you can imagine an art school project that was just like a bunch of colors and shapes moving around to music, right? And that's so far outside the realm of anything that we consider anime, even though it is animation and also made in Japan. It's not really made for, at least not mass consumption, I suppose it could be. You know, like if you put it in a museum, then it's probably not anime. Oh, that's hard because Miyazaki stuff is going to be in a museum. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to find the categories of animation that is not anime, but that comes from Japan and is made after World War II. And there's probably some out there.
But broadly speaking, what you are saying is that you're not going to say, okay, anime has to have a certain sort of style or a certain kind of content or anything like that. It really is just a catch-all term for most Japanese post-war Japanese animation, then that's
it. And if you look at the styles, if you look at, like, you know, compare like Astro Boy to like Gundam to, you know, Macross, like you can kind of see a little bit of a through line, but sometimes it's pretty, you know, especially when you throw Miyazaki in the mix, like Future Boy Conan or whatever, like what does that share with like Blood the Last Vampire? They're both made in Japan. Like, there's nothing really about the character design or story or plot or genre or anything that's the same. There's such a wide variety in the things that we all consider anime. And there's stereotypes based on the most popular series, or more likely from our perspective, the ones that are most well known in the West, and they become the standard bearers for anime, kind of the same way Ghost in the Shell was like the breakthrough in Japanese anime, like movie. But I don't think it's particularly representative of what's out there. So no, there's no way to pigeonhole it based on genre or drawing style or characterization or anything like that.
And then something like Voltron, which is entirely inspired by anime, and I think that even the 80s series was even animated by a Japanese company, but it was all... Yeah, or it was
it Korea or China? I don't remember.
Maybe it was a joint venture between the American company and a Japanese animation studio. But it was all, my understanding, which it comes largely from Wikipedia, is that Voltron was come up with by some American guys who translated a Japanese an actual anime series into English, and completely rewrote the dialogue and didn't know what they were even doing. And they thought, well, we should make a real show, and they like ordered up a show. But it was coming from the creative. I guess that would be maybe a loophole, is like if it was American creators, but they used a Japanese studio. But I don't consider The Simpsons to be a Korean production, even though they use Korean animators, right? So probably not.
like Robotech is a weird example too, because that was a Japanese anime series that Americans brought to America, and you know, they used the animation, like the moving pictures, right, from the original, but they decided they were gonna change things around to, you know, take three separate anime shows and make it into one American series, all branded Robotech, and they had to do all the shenanigans to make that make some kind of coherent sense. Uh-huh. But I would still call that anime, because the original product that they were sort of remixing came from Japan. Now, yeah, it's
an American remix of anime, basically.
Yeah, because what are you seeing on the screen? Those moving pictures, those were anime, and then then an American company kind of did stuff to them. And the same way that you get, like,
I mentioned Star Blazers at the beginning. That was not three different shows. That was just Space Battleship Yamato. But the same deal. They changed a lot of stuff in it, but and made it for an American audience. But I would never claim that that wasn't fundamentally anime, because it totally was.
Yep.
I mean, kaiju is the name for giant monsters, right? It is also sort of like a film genre that contains giant monsters. Okay, because this is the thing, is the other Japanese culture that I really got exposed to when I was a kid was Ultraman and Space Giants, which were like, I always at the time, I just called them the shows where there were people in costumes pretending to be giant monsters. Both monsters and also Ultraman was a giant robot guy in a suit. And I guess that's another strain of Japanese culture, is the live action monster story, which both Ultraman and Spectreman and Space Giants all were, which is people in costumes and lots of perspective shots and model cities trying to get the idea that there were small people, like normal people, and then there were giant creatures that kind of grappled and destroyed buildings and things. And it's interesting. That's a totally other strain from anime, because it's live action, but those were like, I watched that stuff like back to back when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah, that I think is not that there's a genre that you have to adhere to, but there's a convention to the things on the screen. Like you said, people in outfits pretending to be bigger than they are, or even just people in outfits if you want to. Well, the kaiju ones obviously pretending to be bigger than they are, but you could just have, you know, people in outfits. If you had a giant monster destroying a city show made in Japan, but the giant monster was not a guy in an outfit, I feel like it's maybe not in that category.
Yeah. It's men in rubber suits.
Right. Well, the problem is, like, Pacific Rim is a kaiju thing. There's no people in rubber suits there. So it's kind of, those are kind of like, this movie is supposed to be like those movies. But so that's kind of like an homage.
That's right. It's an homage to kaiju, is Pacific Rim. Whereas like those TV shows, which were obviously cheaply produced, but they would have people in robot costumes and rocket ship costumes and monster costumes, and they were wearing costumes on little city sets and giving you the impression, which obviously, comes from Godzilla. But just those are my two things. Kaiju is a little bonus on top of anime. I had them both.